You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back. Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. Today, we're doing part three of dropshipping ads for beginners. And today, we're talking about video ads. We don't utilize these that much for our dropshipping stores, if at all. But I do know that people are using them. And we do use them for Build Assets Online, which we're going to talk about a bit. But we're going to talk about how they can be a good part of kind of getting people in the door and building trust with your audience. Now, it's not a necessity that you do this, but it is important to think about this stuff as a piece of the puzzle for what is the buying funnel, which you're trying to guide customers through with high ticket dropshipping the way that we teach it. So let's get right to this first slide, Mike. I just want to point out for the third time, the results you see on the right here, I don't want you to focus on the number. I want you to focus on the consistency over the years of the sales graph going up and up and up, because that's really what it's all about. It's being able to build slowly over time, getting more people into your customer funnel at the top of the funnel, so they're shooting right out the bottom and making us making a... Yeah. Making a conversion, making a sale for you, making money for you, building up your online assets. So, Mike, see here on the screen, we got sales and we got video. What are your some initial thoughts on video ads for high ticket dropshipping? We don't use them that much, but
we do use them to a small degree. And I think these come into play when you have your shopping ads built up, you have text ads that are working for you, and you have some SEO going. And so we talk about taking up real estate for search terms, or just taking up real estate online in general for your products. And so video ads can really come into play because it's all about getting that sort of all-encompassing, ominous, sort of omnipresent, I should say, approach to your store. So they're coming onto your store through organic traffic, or their paid ads or whatever, they land on your store. The first thing you could do is video retargeting. So you have a huge audience of people that have visited your site, and now you can retarget them through a visual medium. It's really easy to do. And they're going to be on YouTube or whatever, and they're going to be reminded of your store. And so this is really important when you're competing with other places, or, you know, majority of customers come onto your site, they leave, they never come back again. So this is actually a really cheap way to re-engage them and just, again, keep taking up that real estate online.
Absolutely. So going on to the next slide here, I want to talk. So this is kind of the process that you'll go through when you're creating these video ads. And I actually just want to go to the slide number 16 or so, because I want to talk about the different types of, like, ways that you can target people with video ads. So there's keywords, topics, and placements. Wait, hold on. The user cannot see this. Let me move this over. Keywords, topics, and placements. I'm actually on slide 17. So, you know, and you have audiences and demographics. So there are a couple of things you want to think about. So for Build Assets Online, for example, when we target people, we are targeting people to watch our initial videos, which means that I'm going to go to the next slide real quick, which means that, so if you see what I've circled here on the right, this is an ad, like the type of ad that we create for Build Assets Online, where it's just going to show you as a promoted video in the YouTube feed or in the search results. And I feel that if you're running a dropshipping store, like a high ticket dropshipping store, and say you're selling wicker chairs or something, I think it's very reasonable to create a video that are like top 10 most amazing wicker chairs of 2022, 2021. And it could be just a simple slideshow with a voiceover. And just if you go back to how you can target people with video ads, you can use keywords. So if you target wicker chairs, for people that are searching wicker chairs on YouTube, there's nothing wrong with that. I think you can definitely get a lot of cheap clicks like that, especially if you're serving up an intent directed video of people that are searching for wicker chairs, because they're going to click that because you're really going to be the only video about wicker chairs on YouTube. And I feel like that can get people in at the middle or at the top of the funnel, and then they're on your Google audience. You know, you're going to retarget them around the web and all that good stuff. What do you think about that, Mike? That's always been something that I've thought was very viable, even though we don't really take advantage of it right now.
Yeah, and I think on top of that, you can target people who are searching particular things on Google and target them on YouTube. So I don't want to get too into that, but yeah, I mean, there's definitely different ways you can play around with topics. If someone, you know, topics are they're into furniture or they're into interior design or what have you. And so, yeah, these are really ways that you can – we talked about the retargeting, which would be we're not even getting into any of this. We're just placing our audience into the campaign here, and we're just going to run an ad because we know these people were on our Wicker Chair website. We're going to show them this ad of our wicker chairs, and we know that's what they want. But if you're coming at it like you said, where we're going to go and attract new customers, then yeah, we can do that through a multitude of different ways. We can look at different keywords that people might be searching. So, you know, wicker interior design or what have you, or different topics, or you could even do like Google in-market audiences, it's called, which I believe is just like basically you can target things people are passionate about or different life events and stuff like that. So someone moves or, you know, someone's of a different income level, then these are different things you could play around with depending on your particular customer base, and you can cheaply get some eyeballs on there and go from there.
So if we look at this another example slide, I just showed how, you know, that 10 best wicker chairs here would be more appropriate for targeting in the YouTube feed. This would be called a discovery ad, which you can build inside Google Ads when you make your campaign. But you can see here, I'm watching this video, how I make 100K a month on Shopify without dropshipping. Ha ha ha. And there's this video for, there's this ad for Fiverr coming up before this video. So this is what's called an in-stream ad. And this is more appropriate for a situation like Mike described, where someone has been on your website, you know that they're looking at wicker chairs, and you want to keep hitting them up when they're on YouTube browsing around. And you want to say, hey, you know, if you're still in the market for wicker chairs, come check this out. And there's a good chance that they are in the market. And obviously you would say it in a way that's better than I just said it. You'd make a more compelling video than what I just described. But that's the point, is that you're getting them when they're doing other things, and you're reminding them that the wicker chairs are here when you need them.
And maybe going on Fiverr would be an easy way to do this. Just have someone make a video for you.
Absolutely. So yeah, again, like you said, Mike, this is really kind of the third step you should do. And maybe, you know, listen, one thing I want to say, going on to the next slide here, is that if you have access to the products that you're selling, which if you're in an industry for, you know, say for example, you're selling telepresence robots, which are those little, you know, basically the little iPads on wheels that you see like Edward Snowden talk on, you know, he just wheels himself. I swear there was like a TED talk or something, and like he was a robot, like he was into those telepresence robots. But anyway, those are high ticket products that you can sell. And if you can order one for yourself and make a comparison video, make an educational video about it, that's a great way. Like that can get a ton of views on YouTube for people that are in the market for that stuff. And you can run paid YouTube traffic to it, and it'd probably be very cheap.
Couldn't say it any better. And Joe, you know, we talked about the retargeting and how it's like people come to your website and then you retarget them later on Google, or you retarget them later on YouTube. Getting people to first view you on YouTube, you can do it the opposite way. So they're first coming to you, you know, they're first seeing you through YouTube, and then they're clicking to your website, and now they're stuck in your web. So now they're going to get retargeted on Google Shopping or on Google Text Ads. And we won't get into that too much, but yeah, it can work both ways. And just being everywhere is what makes this really work well.
Yep. So I think we about covered it all for video ads. I don't know if we're going to make another one of these Google ads things for as part of this particular series. But in case we do, or if you haven't seen the other parts of this series, because this is part three, be sure to go in the YouTube description, check out the playlist, and subscribe so you don't miss the next one when we put it out. I feel like the next one when we put it out will probably be something, I don't know. Do you have any ideas? What else can we talk about as far as Google ads?
You know, I think we've really done it all. Maybe we'll just make one specifically about retargeting or something like that.
All right. Sounds good. So check out that in the description, buildassetsonline.com/playbook. If you want to learn how to build online assets, the Build Assets Online way, that's where you can learn how to do it. So that's all I got.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.